What is neuroplasticity?
It really is the ability of the brain to change structurally and or functionally. So, you know, I'm older than you are. And many of the listeners may be of my era or even older. And I did grow up thinking that the brain could not change. So when I was a little girl and all through those early years, there was this feeling of, okay, that's what you were born with. That's it. That's your lot. When you get to a certain age, it'll go into a decline. And as we say in England, Bob's your uncle. And that's it. That's life. But now, and since the 1970s, we know that the brain can change. We know that we can change habits. We can change and create new neural pathways. We can change behaviors. We can change so many things. Now, there could be changes due to injury, illness, but there could also be self-directed neuroplasticity where we are creating those changes. For example, the habit of meditating every day. And meditation with the studies, Harvard studies, we have demonstrations that absolutely there are areas of the brain that increase in gray matter, prefrontal cortex, hippocampal reason, and region. And even the amygdala, the little panic button that we have, shrinks. So meditation absolutely impacts the structure of the brain as well.